It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, it's a blue Monday for the Mets fans today.
Yes, it is. You know, I go to bed at 7:30 at night. But then I wake up several times. I check the scores. Beginning, it looked good. Then it looked bad. Then it was over. Terrible. Terrible for all of us who had such aspirations for our team. But there's always next year.
Yep. Well, let's turn to even more sobering news on a Monday morning, and we'll stay in New York State, and that is former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's trial set to start today, Alan. He is accused of taking nearly $4 million in payoffs and kickbacks.
Here's one of the most powerful people in the history of New York State. I think was almost the longest serving speaker of all time, had a lot of prestige to the point where he was one of the great kingmakers of New York in terms of who got what. And now this, it's got to be a very difficult situation for him and his family. On the other hand, there will be people screaming at the radio who are saying, well, you know, he took advantage of the system. Okay, well, first of all, you got to prove it. And I'm a big fan of Preet Bharara because I think the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District has really changed things around. You know, business as usual should be intolerable. We do know that the state legislature and the number of arrests and the number of people who have had to face the bar of justice really has gotten to be a den of corruption in so many ways. I'm told by many people, but you can't be unfair to all the good ones. And I say all the good ones have to be on top of the whole situation and should be changing the system and should be saying at the top of their voices, hell no, I don't care what happens to me. We've got to make this a better place. But you know what? They sit back docilely, and so therefore they are part of the problem too. As for the trial, well, what's going to have to happen here is that the Bharara forces, the U.S. attorneys people, are going to have to prove that there was a specific arrangement. You give me this, and I give you that. That's what we call bribery. Otherwise, it's business as usual. Been going on for years in the legislature. And the jury is going to have to decide whether or not they've got the goods. I'm told that, and I read that they have tremendous numbers of people who are willing to testify. In one case, a doctor who said, you'll get money for mesothelioma, a project at Columbia, but you send me your patients. Well, if it was a specific agreement, and probably if they have it on tape, well, I think then maybe they got them. But otherwise, I think what's happening here is that we're all getting a look into the way business is done in the state legislature, always has been, and I'm afraid probably will be for a long time to come.
As you say, often Preet Bharara has moved the line, but if he does, how many more knees are shaking?
David, every knee in the legislature has to be, to some degree, shaking. Legislators are going to be saying, now what did I do? Who did I talk to? Who did I ask for money for my campaign? How did I do it? What did I tell them? What if it was recorded? It could be bad news for a lot of people. And I think Bharara has really made that happen. If, in fact, this succeeds, that effect is going to be much worse for so many people who really have to now take a look at what happened. You want to get out of it, pass a decent ethics law that really makes sense.
An editorial in the Times today saying that Chinese officials should stop trying to limit family size. And we spoke about the one-child, now two-child policy in China on Friday. Despite the easing of its dictate on family size, Beijing is still in the business of blocking personal freedom.
Well, there's no question. Times is right. I said exactly that the last time we spoke about this. You know, what they have there is a dictatorship. Let's face it, it's a dictatorship. And, you know, people don't like to be dictated to. So the idea is to fool them. You loosen up when you have to loosen up. This one child per family thing was an anathema. And now we'll see, okay, you can have two. But even when you say you can have two, as opposed to you can have one, it's still the state telling you what you can do. On the other hand, China had a terrific population problem for a long time. Now it's reversed, and now they got to start getting more kids in the pipeline. That's what this is all about.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, David.